Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Bridge collapse in Baltimore.
There's a ship approaching that just lost their steering.
Search and rescue underway.
My and all of our exclusive focus is we're just trying to save lives.
Wide-ranging economic impact.
The Key Bridge is one of the entry points all the way into the Baltimore port system.
I'm Maura O'Donnell near the scene of the catastrophic collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore.
And I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago.
This is the World News Roundup, late edition. It seemed to unfold in slow motion. A cargo ship lost power and careened into the Francis Scott Key Bridge at about 1:30 a.m., a portion of the span fell into the Patapsco River, along with construction vehicles, their lights still blinking. Six members of the construction crew are missing. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says the ship's crew issued a Mayday call shortly before the collision, which allowed authorities time to prevent vehicles from crossing the bridge, as heard on Broadcastify.
I need one of you guys on the south side, one of you guys on the north side, hold all traffic on the Key Bridge. There's a ship approaching that just lost their steering. So until you get that under control, we got to stop all traffic.
Don Heinbuck lives nearby.
We were awakened by what sounded like a rolling thunder coming through, and it felt like an earthquake.
Governor Moore says this is still a search and rescue operation.
We are still actively looking for survivors. And that's the pledge we've made to these families.
Jeff Smith, a supply chain expert at Virginia Commonwealth University, says the Port of Baltimore has seen a resurgence lately and has become very important to certain industries. The bridge collapse means shipping traffic will have to adapt.
Now they're the largest in the country at bringing on light truck and automobiles. They bring in grains, they bring in gypsum, so a lot of bulk materials. That those materials are now going to have to be diverted.
President Biden pledged the support of the federal government in rebuilding the span.
We're going to spend all the federal resources they need as we respond to this emergency. I mean all the federal resources. And we're going to rebuild that port together.
I'm Nora O'Donnell near the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Jennifer?
A construction company says six of its missing bridge workers are presumed dead. A gag order is issued against former President Donald Trump in his New York hush money criminal trial, CBS's Graham Cates.
Trump is now barred from commenting on potential witnesses in the case, prospective jurors, court staff, lawyers in the district attorney's office, and the relatives of any counsel or court staffer.
The trial is scheduled to begin on April 15th. NBC says it will cut ties with former Republican National Committee head Ronna McDaniel as a contributor after employee objections. Stocks fell on Wall Street. Now this.
Rakuten's Big Give Week is back with 15% cash back. It's a festival of savings at hundreds of stores, including Doc Martens, Ninja Kitchen, and Hotels.com. Prep for summer and save big on beauty, travel, electronics, and more. It's one of Rakuten's biggest cashback events, and it's on May 6th through May 13th. Join today for free and get an extra 10% cashback boost. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app today. That's Rakuten. Shoppers get it.
The Supreme Court has heard arguments that could determine access to the most widely used abortion pill. CBS's Stacey Lynn with more.
Outside the high court. While inside, the nine justices heard from the U.S. Solicitor General.
The drug is safe and effective.
On potentially overriding the FDA's decision, the attorney representing the company which makes mifepristone said,
I think this court should think hard about the mischief it would invite.
But an attorney representing the abortion pill's challengers responded,
FDA approved abortion by mail based on data it admitted was, quote,
not adequate.
A decision in the case is expected by the end of June or early July. Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
A lawyer for music mogul Sean Diddy Combs says the search of his properties in Miami and Los Angeles yesterday were, quote, a gross use of military-level force. Those properties were raided as part of a possible ongoing sex trafficking investigation. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. The Big Apple is on the verge of becoming the first U.S. city to take a big bite out of global pollution by adding a toll for vehicles driving into Manhattan's Central Business District. CBS's Tracy Wolf.
Similar programs in London, Stockholm, Singapore, and Milan have proven effective in reducing traffic congestion and improving air quality. Other cities with congestion pricing have seen as much as a 25% reduction in traffic and 20% reduction in carbon emissions. Pending legal challenges to the plan, New York City aims to implement the $15 congestion toll for most passenger vehicles during peak periods beginning this June. Tracy Wolf, CBS News, New York.
A huge Mega Millions jackpot is up for grabs tonight, $1.1 billion. Tomorrow night's Powerball is up to $865 million. Is there any way to increase your odds of winning? Harvard University statistics professor Mark Glickman.
The best you can really do is just play lots and lots of times, and that's the only way that you're going to be able to increase your probability.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
It could be a once-in-a-lifetime experience for tens of millions. A total solar eclipse on Monday, April 8th, and the excitement is building. CBS's Jim Crisula.
The eclipse will cross North America, passing over Mexico, the United States, and Canada. Here in the U.S., the path of totality will include 15 states from Texas to Maine. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson.
Eclipses have a special power. They move people to feel a kind of reverence for the beauty of our universe.
The next total solar eclipse that will be visible in the U.S. won't happen until August of 2044. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Prosecutors have announced a deal with Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton to drop securities fraud charges that were pending against him for nearly a decade. The resolution lets Paxton avoid a trial. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Tuesday, March 26, 2024. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.